This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
Joining us in the studio today is...
Jojo Gull. Hi.
Hello, Jojo. How are
Welcome
you?
Welcome to the show.
I'm good.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting.
It's anytime. It's starting awkward already, isn't it?
But no, you made it awkward.
I did. It was because you two were singing just before the show.
You loved it.
You see, you both got started singing, and I'm like, you know, Garrick, our intern.
Should we just carry on?
Sure. Okay, we're gonna. Jojo is gonna be with us all the way through until 9 p.m. We've got news from page two. We have Smarty Pants coming up in a little while, and of course, we have a giveaway 016-201-9000. What are we giving away, Adeline?
Well, we are giving away 50 ringgit vouchers, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. Now, if you want to win the vouchers, all you have to do is just answer this question. Tell us which state in the US does KFC come from? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well.
Well, the clue's in the name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jojo.
Okay.
Let's start then. So, what is persuasive communication?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I don't really know why they name it that way.
Okay.
We were actually discussing in the class.
Right.
Why persuasive communication?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think I'm a very persuasive person myself. Yes, although I graduated with merit, but I...
So that's why they have a course about it.
So essentially, it's convincing somebody of an argument. Is that right?
Would we say? Argument?
Well, not a debate, let's say, for example.
That's not part of our syllabus.
It's not part of the syllabus.
So what's in the syllabus?
So it's basically just mass communication.
Okay.
So, but they name it that way, persuasive communication.
Did you do mass comm as well?
I did mass comm, but not persuasive communication.
Right.
Nothing.
It sounds weird.
It's just like you're in PR, you need to persuade your client. Or it's just like us, you know, you have to persuade your clients all the time.
I think it sounds fancy.
It does sound fancy.
Well, at least you're asking about it.
Yeah,
so how persuasive are you?
Well, she just said she's not very persuasive.
I'm not very persuasive.
I mean, not at all.
I don't think so. And people think that I can really talk, but I can never close a sale.
Oh.
Yes. I'm really bad at doing it.
I mean, I've read in other reviews that you are quite talkative, but in a positive light. You know, I don't want to say it's a bad thing, and especially being on a radio show like this, it's always good to talk, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's something great. Which brings me on to the role that you played a little bit later on. We'll talk about Pianissimo and the character that you played in that, because I think that's fascinating.
No, we actually noticed Pianissimo as well.
Yeah.
Yes, but I really love that role.
And that's what I think, you know, somebody who's an actor and is used to communicating one way, and then you have to completely relearn your skills and your talents.
Yes.
And do something.
And for a person that is really talkative.
Correct. And this is what I want to talk about shortly. So we've got to take a short break, folks. We'll be back after these messages. 016-201-9000. You can get your grubby hands on a 50 ringgit My Burger Lab voucher by answering this question for us.
Tell us which state in the US does KFC come from? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well.
We'll be back in a moment after these messages. Please do not go anywhere. It is BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
And I'm Jojo Gull.
She's
bang,
with
bang,
us.
Bang, bang, bang.
Now, stop
okay,
it.
Okay, you're continuing that.
Stop it.
What about the quack, quack, quack?
Yeah?
What's a quack, quack, quack?
So it wasn't quack, quack, quack?
Can we get back to the radio show? What are we talking about?
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh, that one. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you are listening to That Time of Night. I'm obviously in the studio with two very quiet people. They're going to be with me all the way through until 9 p.m. Of course I love it. If you want to get in touch via Twitter, we are at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Same handle for Instagram. And if you want to take part in our giveaway, 016-201-9000. It's a 50 ringgit My Burger Lab voucher up for grabs by answering this question.
Tell us which state in the US does KFC come from? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win as well.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't know. It's been a long day today.
She needs to sing back to back interviews today.
Okay, Jojo, let's talk about how you got involved in the entertainment industry. How did you move into that sphere?
Well, I took part in a beauty pageant competition, and the judges thought that I was made for this industry.
Right. So, great.
Yeah, that was their comments.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how I actually got into the industry. I didn't, like, you know, plan to come to get
it wasn't planned at all.
It wasn't a plan at all.
Okay.
I didn't have this dream to stardom, and yeah, I never had it. So, it just happened.
Because some people are quite fierce about that dream as well. You know, they set their sights on it, they set their goals, and that becomes all they are. They're like a shark in the water, and they destroy everything in their path as they get to where they are.
Yeah.
So, you say you know, the judges kind of suggested things to you. You know, you're made for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
What did you do after that point, though? I mean, did they kind of help guide you through?
Sort of. Right after that, I actually started my first VJ work in the station.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's a swim or sink kind of case because it was live broadcast.
Yeah.
So that's where I actually learned my so-called, like, you know, whatever, VJing skills on TV.
Right.
So, and then I started off like DJing in the radio station as well, a Chinese station, of course. I can't mention the station.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Okay. In MyFM. Yeah. And then, yeah, that's how I actually got into the industry. So I started VJing, started a lot of hosting. And then eventually some director actually spotted me. And then he thought that, you know what, you should give it a try. Why don't you start acting?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you try it out? So I started first...
Had you done any before?
No.
No.
No. No.
Right.
I was actually working in advertising. I was a PR in... Yes, it's actually...
Persuasive communication.
Yes.
See? Yeah.
Yeah.
And to me, it's almost the same thing because it's like, you know, working behind the desk or like, you know, in front of the desk.
Right.
It's just, you know, registration...
Registration. Registering.
Registering your name or helping others to register their names.
Okay.
So
it's just the flip
side. Yeah.
So... When it moved to acting then, how much training did you have? How did it start? And what was your first role?
It's Malaysia. What training do we have?
It's true. Yeah. Right. True. But what was your first role then? Do you remember?
My first role. Oh, coincidentally, a superstar.
Ah.
Yes, a superstar. I'm actually acting as a superstar right now. My
this
current
is not
project
real.
As well.
Okay.
Yes. Not this one, but in the drama, yes.
Right.
So my first drama, yes, a superstar role as well. So it's basically just an idol drama, but I remember that it was a drama series without script.
Okay.
So that's when my persuasive skills sort of like kicked in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I started creating my own dialogues and stuff like that. And they kind of liked it that way. And
right.
I actually helped like craft other people's dialogues as well.
Whoa.
So.
But I like that. I like the challenge of having almost no preparation. And you've kind of, you're relying on yourself.
But the thing is, you're new. You were brand new.
Yeah.
So it's actually different.
Well,
so,
you're just thrown into the sea right away and you just learn
to
swim.
Yeah, yes. Right.
Like the live broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's how I actually learn things. The fastest way.
Right, but that feeling that you get when you're thrown in the deep end or it's a live show or whatever, there's a certain, you know...
Anxiety, right?
There's anxiety,
yes,
but in a good
course.
Way, right? And I
in
think if you can harness that, it powers you forward.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about Pianissimo then. You played a deaf girl in
that.
Yes. And you obviously, you took sign language courses and one thing or another.
Yeah.
How difficult was it for you to learn that role and to keep your mouth shut?
Okay, yes. The hardest part was to keep the mouth shut.
Right.
Yes, okay. The hardest part. But the fun part was I didn't have to like mic up myself.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite fun because mic is actually very troublesome. You have to find place to hide it behind your shirt or whatever. It's really, really troublesome. So that was the fun part. And okay, talking about the sign language part, it wasn't really that hard to learn. You just have to learn the rationale of it first. So whatever that you learn, I think you start from like understanding the rationale, the history or whatever behind it. So that's how I learn things.
Right.
It makes it much easier for me.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't like people to throw me a formula and say, you know, just work based on the formula. I'd question, how did this formula come from? You know,
right.
You know, yeah.
That, why do they use that particular sign instead of something else?
Yes. So when I understand that, so it's easier for me to apply it to whatever situation.
Mm.
Yeah.
So sign language
was like that.
Was it difficult at all?
It was not super, super difficult. Basically, you just have to learn the grammar first.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea behind it is to show, it's like... how you write a news piece.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like the reverse triangle kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the most important message first and then you decorate the message.
Ah.
So that's how you actually sign.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yes.
So how long does it take for you to learn sign language?
I can't say that I mastered it already.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to keep learning. But we practice for about 2 months before the drama started.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to teach me some... You know, so I need to tell Richard how to shut up.
I'm pretty sure you know enough sign language to tell me how to shut up. It's like this, you know. I'm so glad it's radio and I can do that.
But you know what? what? Everybody is actually equipped with it somehow.
Right.
So if your mouth is shut, uh-huh. so you just find ways to actually, you know, try to explain how what you want to tell people, mm. what you want to deliver.
That's great, because sometimes I'm so tired of talking to you, Richard.
It's just,
you know?
Like going to a foreign country and then, you know, people don't understand a single thing.
That's when you start sign language.
Yeah. Mm. That's actually part of us. Mm. It's like acting is actually part of us.
Okay.
You started acting when you're a baby.
True. Mm. So what would you say was your most challenging role then? Was it that?
That's one of it. Each and every role is actually challenging. Difficult roles are obviously challenging, but simpler roles, the challenges are actually different. How do you actually make that simple neighborhood role look different?
Right.
Yeah, that's the toughest part.
Right. How do you find it? How do you keep it interesting? How do you find a character that people can relate to?
How do you make it different? How do you make it different? Why do I have to use you? Why can't I use some other actors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you actually differentiate yourself from other people? So that's the tough part.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's actually easier to act as a a hooker. It's actually easy. You actually have an imagination of how it looks like because you
imagine what they're like.
Yes, imagine. But okay, if you were to act as a teacher.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Just a normal teacher.
Mm. Here in Malaysia, I'd be shouting all the time. I'd probably be bringing out the cane more often than I should. You know, that kind of character. I don't know.
It's more from inside.
Yeah. Okay, so interesting. Different. Really good stuff. Okay, we've got to take a short break. We'll be back, of course, with news from page 2 in just a couple of minutes. We have Smarty Pants as well. Excited?
Ooh. Yeah. No, I'm nervous.
Yeah, just act like you enjoy it. Anyway, ladies and gents, we'll be back after these messages, of course. One quick reminder before the break, 016-201-9000. We are giving away a 50 ringgit voucher for My Burger Lab. Answer this question for us.
Tell us which state in the US does KFC come from? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
Simple as that, right? Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
She's still here.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm Jojo Go.
We've not scared her off just yet. She might stick around till the end of the show if we're lucky.
I saw your Instagram or your Twitter.
Go Jojo Go. It's supposed to be very positive. Okay, whatever.
It works. We have an Instagram as well. It is at BFM TTON. It's also at BFM Radio if you want to get in touch via Twitter.
Yeah, if you want to follow Richard, it's Mr. Rich.
Oh.
And if you want to follow me, it's Adeline CSK.
That's on Instagram. My Snapchat is different.
I didn't talk about Snapchat.
Good.
Do you want to have Snapchat?
No.
Mr.
No.
Dash Rich.
You had to do it, didn't you? Right, so let's move on. We've got news from page 2 coming up right now. It sounds a little bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Who's first?
Me.
Okay.
I'm going to be talking about birds with backpacks. I love the headline.
You're joking.
Pigeons, birds with backpacks or pigeons on patrol is the subheadline.
How big is the bag?
Well, it's bird size. We had this discussion earlier.
So what can you put in the bag?
Okay, not all pigeons are rats with wings, okay? Right? So some of them actually strap on tiny backpacks and go to their jobs every day like the rest of us, right?
Yeah.
What kind of job are they working in?
So it's a flock of pigeons in London. They play
pass on messages like
not anymore. They do something much more important. They play a central role in monitoring air pollution in the city. So what they do is they have this little backpack on, they fly around and they test for levels of nitrogen dioxide, which of course is a contributor to ill health in the city of London. Each year, 9,500 people are killed in London because of the bad air.
Well, they should have it in China.
Of course. I don't think the pigeons would last more than a day, though. That's the problem.
I think the pigeon would die faster.
You'd see the pigeon flying up and then flying straight back down again. Not exactly good for the world press. Anyway, but I think it's a great idea. You know, you got these little birds flying around, and each day they go back to their cage. The little owner takes off their little backpack, plugs it into his laptop, and gets the data. So they know which parts of the city are more polluted than others and what they can do to help combat this. That's pretty much the end of my story.
The name sounds fancy, lah.
That's why I said
pigeon
the story.
Pigeon backpack, like, no.
Get it right. Dude. Pigeons on patrol, birds in backpacks. This is a movie title already. No? No? Okay.
Sorry, I'm not convinced.
I got a moment of silence then.
Yes.
Anyway, but look, I mean, there's a picture of here, look, with a pigeon in a gas mask, right? And the headline is, London's been called the most toxic city on the planet. The big smoke shouldn't be this smoky. That's from the 1930s. An old picture of pigeons in a gas mask. Yeah. Hmm. Okay, ladies, clearly you don't like my story.
No, right. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like your story. Yes. I think it's interesting, but it's just that, you know, peaches with backpack, dude.
It's cool. You see a bird with a backpack on. How often does that happen?
Well, only in London.
Right, Jojo. Come on, yes. Give me a story. What have you got?
Okay, story about this 9-year-old girl that's building shelters for the homeless because she thinks that everyone should have a place to live.
9-year-old?
9-year-old.
Oh, wow.
What were you doing when you were 9-year-old?
Playing.
Yeah, scribbling, probably chewing my own hair, that kind of thing.
Chewing your own hair? Yeah,
chewing fingers?
Chewing fingers, yes. Other people's fingers, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. I was troublesome as 9-year-old.
Yeah, she started doing it when she was 5 years old and she met this homeless guy on the street and then she asked her mother whether, can we buy something to feed this guy?
Okay.
Wow.
And I think it's really inspiring. And to me, I think she is a real angel.
She's not asking for an iPhone or an iPad. She's asking to feed somebody
else.
But
I'm just thinking she's 9-year-old and 9 years old. And where does she get the fun in terms of like building homes for the homeless people?
That's how the story goes. So first she started off feeding this guy named Edward, if I'm not mistaken. And then the mother said, when she saw the second guy, she wanted to buy something for that guy as well. And the mother said, you know what? We're not from a very well-off family. We can't afford doing this like every single day. Yeah. And you know what she started doing? She started planting food.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes. When she was
growing
five,
her own food.
Yes.
Even better.
Yes. And she started like, you know, just distributing the food to the homeless people that she meet on the street.
Wow. Okay.
That's really amazing.
We need more kids like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, when I was a kid, my mum used to say the problem was any kind of animal that I found or whatever, I would bring home. And she'd be like, you know, you have
you'd
to stop
bring
doing
home.
This.
What did you do to them?
I'd be bringing home cats and dogs. And there was a tent set up in our back garden. Okay. I would bring animals back there and feed them and one thing or another.
Did you bring a cow back?
Oh, you have a kind heart as
no
well.
No cow. Can't. No. I lived on a hill, so it's very difficult for me to get a cow up there. Not that I didn't try, of course. Adeline, what do you have then?
Mm. Okay, like I mentioned earlier, my story is about a power drill, corn, and girl.
This is safe for radio, right?
Yeah, it's safe for radio. Let's just say stupid people do stupid things.
Right.
Okay, so because...
Sometimes smart people do stupid things as
well. Yeah, also. Yes. Agree. So because she wanted to get like, you know, a lot of hit on her YouTube channel, so she decided to put a corn on a drill, a power drill. And you know, when we turn on a power drill, it starts rolling, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And mind the word power.
She opened her mouth wide, wanted to like grind the corn. But instead of grinding the corn, it got hooked on her hair and it went straight. It just shaved off part of her hair.
It ripped her hair out.
Her hair out.
Why didn't she turn off the drill?
You can't.
It's got a button on it. You just let go of the button. It stops.
No, I think somebody else was actually holding
the drill.
Oh.
So she wasn't holding it.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my God, how stupid can you be? I mean, I feel sorry for you because, you know, you've got a big patch of bald part.
But how many hits did she get?
They didn't say. Oh, however,
it's sharing like really crazy on the internet, so I think.
Yeah, so apparently she wanted, they said that the woman's attempt seems to be piggybacking of the viral success achieved by this guy, Eater Yang.
Uh-huh.
So his attempts of power drill corn eating were more successful, according to Mashable.
Probably he's got short hair.
But do you remember? I don't care if you've got short hair or long hair, okay?
But do you remember, like, back in the day when Jackass was a big thing? You remember that TV show? I mean, there were people kind of recreating that video and one thing or another, and people end up with broken bones and one bit or another. This is just a continuation of that.
You know, mummy always tell you not to play with scissors.
Mummy also tell you not to play with food.
Fire.
Yeah.
And fire, yeah.
And power drill.
And girls.
Okay.
But you know what? But I think power drill is very sophisticated. My mom didn't tell me that.
No? I don't
she's
think
She's not. She's quite a young girl, you know.
She's a silly young girl.
Why? She's stupid. Lah.
But did you read the comments? I think the comments are even more like entertaining.
Yeah, I think there's not only one part of the video. So there's like second part and a third part and a fourth part. So the first part was her getting injured with the power drill and a corn. Second
part was that it was fake.
Yeah, the second part was she went to the doctors and the doctor's like, why are you doing this? What happened? She told the doctors. Doctor's like, why? The third part of the video.
But why did you do it?
So apparently people said that, you know, no, this must be fake, you know. So she decided to do a video and to show people that of her pulling her hair, saying that, look, this is real. It happened to me. This is my real hair. I'm bald right now.
Poor girl.
Okay. I know.
That must be really painful.
I thought she was trying to prove it again with another power drill attempt.
Oh, please, don't. This is real. Don't.
All right. Good chats. We've got to move on, though. We have this thing that we call Smarty Pants. You know what it is, Jojo.
Smarty Pants.
Right then, in the hot seat.
I'm so nervous.
Don't be. 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right on.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
30 questions.
I will read as fast as I can so you can get through as many as you can. You right?
I do have options, right?
You do have options.
Okay.
You do. So, 3 minutes start now. Which singer is currently the new lead singer for the rock band AC/DC? Is it James Hetfield from Metallica or Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses?
A?
No.
Oh, Axl Rose?
It's Axl Rose,
okay,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
What is the highest score a player can get in one bowling game? 200 or 300?
200. Oh, 300!
300,
oh, gosh.
Jazz musician Benny Goodman was famous for playing which instrument, the trumpet or the clarinet?
Trumpet.
It's the clarinet. Complete this saying.
Bye, JoJo.
When one something opens, another opens.
One door and
correct,
window.
Correct. Wickets, ashes, and bouncer are all terms in which sport? Hockey or cricket?
Cricket.
The brand Nokia was founded in which country? Norway or Finland?
Norway.
It's the other one. Goat cheese, listen carefully. Goat cheese actually come from sheep. True or false?
False.
Correct. Former footballer Gary Neville's first stint as manager was with which club? Manchester United or Valencia?
Valencia.
Correct. In Greek mythology, whose face was said to have launched 1,000 ships? Aphrodite or Helen of Troy?
Helen of Troy.
Correct. A group of which animal is known as an array? A pigs or hedgehogs?
Hedgehogs.
The 18th century industrial revolution happened in which European country? The UK or France?
The UK?
Correct.
Yeah.
How many points do snowflakes have? 4, 6, or 8?
Snowflakes? 6.
Correct. Fender, Stratocaster, and Telecaster are all types of which instrument? Drums or guitars?
Guitars.
What is the young of a shark called? A pup or a pip?
A what?
A pup or a pip?
Pip.
It's the other one. Martina Navratilova is famous for playing which type of sport? Running or tennis?
I don't know. Running.
It's the other one.
Ah!
Which Looney Tunes character made their debut in 1937? Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck.
Correct. Which actor played Cobb in the 2010 film Inception? Tom Hardy or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Tom Hardy.
It's the other one.
Huh? He's a Cobb?
Yeah, he's Cobb. Which band collaborated with Jay-Z to create the rock rap album Collision Course back in 2004? Limp Bizkit or Linkin Park?
Linkin Park.
How many birds are depicted on the Nestle logo? 2 or 3?
3.
Which football club plays their home games at the Santiago Bernabéu? Is it Real Madrid or Barcelona?
Real Madrid.
Which bird lays the biggest eggs, the swan or the ostrich?
The ostrich.
What is the square root of 900? 300 or 30?
30.
Fashion retailer H&M was founded in which country, the US or Sweden?
US.
Sweden.
Huh?
What kind of weapon does Robin Hood use?
The arrow?
Correct. Bow and arrow, we'll take that. The song Manic Monday was performed by which popular band, the Cranberries or the Bangles?
The Bengals.
Well done. Right, we're out of time. 25 questions we got through. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. If you want to take part in our giveaway, it's 016-201-9000. Answer, which
state in the US does KFC come from? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
We'll be back in just a few moments with JoJo Go, if she's still here. don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline June.
And I'm JoJo Go.
It's almost time for us to wrap up. But of course, before we do that, we're going to torture our guests by finding out how many questions she got right and how many she got wrong. And we'll go through some of the stuff she got wrong in the first place.
But before that, we have a giveaway. We are giving away 50 ringgit vouchers, all thanks to our friends at My Burger Lab. Now, to win, just answer this question. Tell us, which state in the US does KFC come from? Send your name and your IC number to 016201. 9,000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Come on then, Addy. Before you, Jojo, how well do you think you did? You got 20. You answered 25 questions. How many of those do you think you got right?
Oh, I think 100%.
Oh.
That proves that I'm so bad at maths, right?
All right, so let's go through.
Obviously, I'm trying to persuade.
Right. Is it working?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Honesty is the best policy.
I'm very honest.
All right, come on then.
Okay, the first one. Which singer is Which singer is currently the new lead singer for the rock band AC/DC? It's Axl Rose.
I can't believe that.
I know.
I can't believe I don't know.
What is the highest score a player can get in one bowling game? It's 300. Jazz musician Benny Goodman was famous for playing which instrument? It's clarinet. The brand Nokia was founded in which country? It's Finland. What is the young of a shark called? It's a pup.
Is that it?
There's a few more, but let's go through it.
All
just
right.
five.
Okay, well, let's have a drum roll then.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jojo Go scored
the
17 points.
Oh, not bad.
17? Out of 25?
Out of 25.
Wow.
Is it 25?
It's okay. Yeah, it was 25.
Well, so, I'm just so used to good results.
Oh. Okay, Jojo, thank you very much for coming. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for
the invitation. Are you working on right now then? What can we see you in?
Okay, I'm working on my new drama series. It's talking about this superstar. The story is about superstar, so
okay.
And her life. But right now, my new show is actually airing on NTV7 as well. It's called On the Brink 2. It's the second season. I'm playing a cop in there.
Oh.
So yes, apparently I'm like the director said that I can fight like martial art kung fu sifu or whatever. Like, I'm the best cop in both Malaysia and Singapore.
Feisty cop lady. Are you in a uniform as well?
No, not in uniform.
Damn it.
Richard, come on, Richard.
Okay. All right, so before we wrap up, we'll give you the answer to the question after we've given you the facts, right? The facts.
You want facts?
Yeah, give me a fact.
Okay, I have two actually, but now I only need one. Did you know that strip clubs and lap dances are banned in Iceland because it's considered as the world's most feminist country due to their lesbian prime minister?
What?
Oh.
That's a very interesting fact you've got there. What else have you got?
Of course. The script for the movie...
No, you can't use that fact, because that's mine. Did you know the script for the movie Back to the Future was rejected over 40 times by every major studio and by some more than once?
Oh, what a coincidence,
What a coinkidink. Okay, Jojo, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Folks, if you wanted to, if you did take part in our giveaway this evening, the answer to the question, of course, was Kentucky. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken. Simple as that.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So if you're a fan of the Colonel, there you go. You will have known the answer. That's it. We've done. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back, of course, tomorrow from Deepest Darkest Bandar Utama. It has been That Time of Night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This has been
Jojo Go.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.